forgot my normal means of technology, but fortunately we can make do. Well, Merry Christmas to everyone. You may not know this, but it wasn't until about 200 years after the birth of Jesus Christ that the church actually began to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Many people believe that it was during the time of Emperor Constantine of the Roman Empire that he started the tradition to weaken many of the pagan traditions, as Christianity had now become the official religion of Rome. And up till Constantine, Christians were under persecution and often had to hide in their worship. And after Constantine made Christianity the formal religion, then he wanted to start pushing out the pagan traditions. And you can argue with scholars whether Constantine was good or bad for the church, but that's okay. In the early church, Easter was the big holiday. That's why we worship on Sundays, because it was Resurrection Day. The next holiday that they celebrated was Epiphany, the day that they commemorated the arrival of the Magi from the East following the birth of Jesus. And as many of you may have heard by now in your lifetime, that most scholars believe that Jesus was not born on December 25th. He was probably born more likely in the springtime, judging by the clues that are given to us in the scriptures, because the shepherds would have not been out in the fields with their flocks in the middle of winter. So it was more likely in the springtime, but it became the tradition of the church and the date was set, and so we celebrate on the December 25th, whether it's the actual date or not. Now, traditions of Christmas have evolved over time, and we can argue which traditions are good and maybe which ones are bad. And it seems our views on Christmas have changed with the rise of commercialization. But in the end, the truth behind Christmas remains the same. And we find that in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. I know we've used this verse a lot this season, and it's not normally considered a Christmas scripture, but in all reality, isn't this the message of the season? That God sent his Son. At first, the message of his Son coming was not well received. We see in Matthew 1, verse 18, this is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. So Joseph and Mary are legally engaged, which means that the Jewish laws of adultery still applied to them. And the consequence of adultery was death by stoning. And so when Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant and he knows it's not his child, instead of making it a public affair, instead of condemning Mary to certain death, he wants to do it quietly. But the story goes on in verse 20. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. You see what the angel told Joseph here basically is that, Joseph, here's John 3:16. God is sending his Son into this world to save the world from sin. And this is the message of Christmas. This is the message that we are to be sharing. Now, I'm sure through today and the next few days, maybe even the next few weeks, you're going to be asked questions similar to this. Hey, how was your Christmas? Did you get anything good for Christmas? Did you have family over? What happened? And the question is, how will you respond? We say, oh yeah, we had family over, or we went out of town, or I got some clothes, or same old, or hey, just happy to make it through another one. And of course, the talk this year is the cold, the snow, the ice. Perhaps we could learn something from the Christmas story on maybe how rarely we should respond to those questions. Going back to Luke, it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And again, we hear the news of the Messiah, the Savior. And what do the shepherds do? When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds went out and they spread the word. They said, Christ, the child, has been born. The Savior, the promised Messiah, is here. And they continued their praise in verse 20. It says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Now let's think about those questions from earlier. Someone asked you, how was your Christmas? Did you get anything good for Christmas? How will you respond? Are you ready to tell people that it's a wonderful day because God sent his son? Are you ready to proclaim that the Messiah was born to a virgin and fulfilled the prophecies? Are you willing to go tell it on a mountain that Jesus Christ is born? Now, it's wonderful that we get to gather together and we get to sing some hymns here. And maybe our houses are decorated and such. But is it really a message for us to keep within these walls? Is it really a message that we should keep to ourselves? No, for we are called, as when Jesus told us before he left, to go and make disciples of the world. Today is a day that we should proclaim to all people, not about our presence, not about the family, not about the dinner, but a proclamation that today is a great day because Jesus Christ came, and because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I have eternal life. Let us pray together. Gracious Lord, as we come and celebrate your Son, Jesus Christ, this was not something we were meant to keep to ourselves. This was nothing that was just for us. This is a message for all people of all time in all places of the world. Lord, let us not be bashful to share our faith or proclaim our faith, because, Lord, without our faith, we are lost. And if we do not proclaim our faith to the lost, they will remain lost. And, Lord, it should be our goal to share your good news, to share with people what your Son came to do, so that all people may recognize and acknowledge their sin, be forgiven of their sins, and share in the same faith and the eternal promises that we do. For it is in your Son's name and through the gift of him that we pray. Amen. The only way for us to grow the church is to share the message of Jesus Christ. And what better time to do it and today and the weeks that are following, because people are going to ask you that question, right? How was your Christmas? And you could say it was great, because we gathered and worshiped and praised our God. We celebrated our Savior. And because of him, I am forgiven and redeemed and guaranteed a place in heaven. That is the message of Christmas. Let us leave here and share with all the good news of Jesus Christ. Leave here now knowing that you are loved by a God, willing to send his Son to us. Go now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merry Christmas.